This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We have an amazing shir tonight. Parshas Re'eh, the shir on Sefer Devarim, are generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim and Mishpachta, Le'il Nishmas Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'il Nishmas Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tovi Halevi, Began Eden Tehem Nuchasam. They should be Melitze Yisharm for their families. For Simchas Anachas, Arbias Gal Tzedek. We have a number of sponsors for tonight's share. Tonight's share is sponsored anonymously, Le'ilei Nishmas, Yosef Ben Chemda. Tonight's share is dedicated by Eli Babayev, Lezecher Nishmas, his father-in-law, Avraham Albert Ben Gabriel, and Esther Ben Yaminov. Tonight's share is sponsored by Avi Latova, for a healthy and successful labor and delivery for his wife, Miriam Chaya Bas, Brana Doba. And, last but not least, tonight's shir is dedicated by daily giving that you're going to hear about more during this shir. Okay, tonight we're speaking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. The pasuk says, regarding giving charity, Nasoin titein lai, you shall surely give it to him. V'lo yeira levavcha besitcha lai, it should not be difficult in your eye, in your heart, when you give to him. Ki beglal hadavar hazeh, for because of this matter, yivarechecha Hashem leikecha, Hashem your God will bless you, b'chol ma'asecha, in all of your activities, u'b'chol mishlach yadecha, and in whatever you set out to do. So this is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Nasoin titein lai. So normally, let's say somebody knocks on your door, so you hope that the lights are off and he doesn't realize that anyone's actually home. And then if he keeps on knocking because he figures, you know, somebody must be home, so what are you going to do? He's knocking, he's not going to let up. So you answer the door, and sometimes you have to actually give him something. But maybe sometimes you'll be thinking, this is highway robbery. I mean, the only way basically I'm going to get this guy to stop knocking on my door is by I'm paying him to stop knocking on my door. I need to continue on with my day. I need to go to sleep. So I'm pay here. Take $1, $10 to stop knocking on my door. No, the Torah says, you should give it to him. But it should not be bad in your eyes when you give it to him. Because of this matter, Hashem will bless you. And we have to identify what is Hadavar Hazeh that the Pasuk is talking about. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva in Shar Gimel Oislamet Hei, and Rabbeinu Yonah tells us on this pasuk, Nasoin Titein Lai V'Layera Levavcha B'Sitcha Lai. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Huzharnu Baza, we are adjourned, Laharchik Minavshenu Tzoros Ha'ayin, to distance from our soul stinginess, V'Layosenu Toivei Ayin, we should be generous. Like the pasuk says, someone of good eye, he will be blessed. It's not enough to give a gift. It's not enough to give tzedakah. It's not enough to give charity. Until you plant in your soul the midah of generosity. In other words, it's not enough to give $10, $100, $1,000, $1,000,000. The gift is not alone. The gift is not enough. Giving the money is not enough. It is required that at the time you give it, you learn to be a sport. You have a feeling of generosity. Let him enjoy it. Let him have it. Better he have it than I have it. The desire to give, the desire to want to benefit someone, the desire to be generous, the desire to be giving, it's not enough to give. It must be accompanied by a feeling of generosity. If somebody gives but he feels, I have to give because if word gets out that I'm not going to give, I have to marry off my kids and I want people to think I'm a good guy, you're over a lav in the Torah. It's one of the 613 lavin. You have to give with a feeling of generosity. Now, it's interesting. If the Torah would have said, lo yeira levavcha besitcha lai, nasoin titein lai, if the Torah would have said, it shouldn't be bad in your eyes to give it to him. Give to him. You know what the Torah would be saying? If you're deliberating, should I give, should I not give? You're thinking, should I give it to him, should I not give it to him? So the Torah says, don't be stingy, give it to him. So then all the Torah would be saying is, overcome your stinginess and give it. But the Torah doesn't say, don't be stingy, give it to him. It says, give it to him. And even after you've given it to him, you better make sure that when you give it to him, it's accompanied with feelings of generosity. In other words, if it would have said, don't be stingy first, you would have said the Torah is saying, don't be stingy, give it. No, the Torah is not saying, don't be stingy, give it. Even after you've given it, you need to make sure that the giving is accompanied with feelings of generosity. Now, so you say, how do I give generously? I need the money. Or, I worked hard for the money. I don't understand. I worked hard for the money. You know, I worked 9 to 5. I schwitz for the money. This guy is just knocking on my door. I work hard for the money and I should give it away freely to this guy who's freeloading off a knock on the door. That's not right. So the Rambam tells us, you know, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'haya ma'aseh ha-tzedakah shalom. And the act of tzedakah is peace. What does it mean, the act of tzedakah is peace? Va'avoidas ha-tzedakah, and the service of tzedakah, hashgeit va'vetach, is tranquil and secure, ad olam forever. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, we are obligated to be careful in the midst of tzedakah more than any other mitzvah in the Torah. More than tefillin, more than chesed, more than Talmud Torah. One is obligated to be careful in the midst of tzedakah more than any other mitzvah. Because tzedakah shows that you're of good lineage. Tzedakah shows you come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem says, I love Avraham because he commands his children to do tzedakah. And Klal Yisrael will only be redeemed, says the Rambam, because of tzedakah. And no one ever became poor because of tzedakah. And nothing bad ever happened from giving tzedakah. And no damage ever happened from giving tzedakah. In other words, if there's an important cause and you say, okay, hey, $100, you know, $100 is not going to kill me. But $3,000, that's a dent. Nah, nothing bad ever happened by being a sport. How do I know? V'haya ma'aseh ha-tzedakah shalom. The act of tzedakah is peace. The Rambam continues, anyone who's cruel and does not have rachamim, you should be suspicious of his lineage. Achzorius cruelty is only found by the nations of the world. But all Jews and anyone who accompanies them, all of us, we're brothers. Like the pasuk says in this week's parasha, Banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, you're all the children of Hashem. Now, isn't it interesting that first the Torah says, you're children to Hashem, in this week's parasha, and soon after that, it talks about the mitzvah of tzedakah. So, the Rambam's saying, all of Jewish people are considered brothers, because we're all the children of Hashem. It comes out very beautiful then, that the introduction to the mitzvah of tzedakah in this week's parasha is, you're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Torah says, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. In other words, let's think about that. You know why you should give charity to somebody? If your brother needed a boost, would you help him? Yeah, I would help him, of course. So the mitzvah of tzedakah is an offshoot of the principle that we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're not going to have mercy on your brother, then who's going to have mercy on him? Who are Jewish poor? Who are the Jewish poor supposed to look toward? The nations of the world hate them. They pursue them. Even the United States of America. They would vote that, you know, the nations of the world, they could commit every moral atrocity in the world, but it's okay. But if the Jewish people defend themselves, no. Then you'll get the, you know, the President of the United States will say he's very concerned about the... we have nobody who loves us other than our own. And therefore, it's very interesting that the mitzvah of tzedakah, let's take note of the fact that in this week's parasha, the parasha of tzedakah, before the mitzvah of Pasayach Tiftach Es Yadcha, we have the great principle, Banim Atem L'Hashem Aleikechem, you are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's very interesting. We've said many, many times in the Shiurim, that why is it that only Klal Yisrael is given the gift of tshuva? The nations of the world are not given the gift of tshuva. This is something we spoke about many, many times, that only the Jewish people are able to do tshuva, and the nations of the world are not able to do tshuva. Why is that? So we've said over from the Chida that in order for tshuva to work, Hashem has to forgive us. There is a principle that a king cannot overlook his honor. Melech shemachal al kvoidei ein kvoidei machal. So how does God forgive us? Hashem is the king of the world. The answer is because Hashem is our father. Hashem is the father of the Jewish people. So since banim atem l'Hashem alekeichem, since you are the children of Hashem, therefore that allows for the possibility of tshuva. But the nations of the world are not the children of Hashem. Only the Jewish people are the children of Hashem. Therefore the nations of the world are not able to do tshuva. We've said many, many times over the years that what's the parsha that we read in the beginning of Chodesh Elul? Parshas Re'eh is always the first parsha of Chodesh Elul. Or Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. Why? Because Elul is the month of Tshuva, and therefore we have to read, what's the engine of Tshuva? What's the mechanism of Tshuva? The engine of Tshuva is Banim Atem L'Hashem Alekeichem. But Banim Atem L'Hashem Alekeichem is also the engine of Tzedakah. Why do I have to give Tzedakah to somebody else, to another Jew? It's because we're brothers. So in the beginning of Chodesh Elul, which is a chodesh of tshuva, we read about the engine of tshuva, we read about the engine of tzedakah. Actually, you know, it's very interesting. We know that one of the ramazim of chodesh Elul is ish l'reyehu umatanois l'evyonim. So chodesh Elul, then, is designated for tzedakah. And maybe one of the reasons it's designated for tzedakah is because since the concept of tzedakah comes from the fact that we're children of Hashem, and being children of Hashem allows for the possibility of tshuva, so what do we do in Elul? We give tzedakah. We show we're all brothers. If we're all brothers, we're God's children. God, if we're your children, you got to forgive us. So in other words, giving tzedakah in Chodesh Elul sort of solidifies and upholds the idea that we're the children of Hashem, and now Hashem has to forgive us. Okay, so now I want to share with you.
What's Pasuk Tes? What is Pasuk Tes?
Where?
No, I'm saying you start with Pasuk Yud. What's the previous Pasuk?
The Pasuk says, Pasayach tiftach es yadacha la'aniyacha. A similar thing. You'll see why I'm quoting this Pasuk. Okay, I want to focus on the words ki beglal hadavar haza yivarechecha Hashem alekecha. So let's start with the first idea. The first idea is from the Chida in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, Moira Be'etzba Ois Yud Beis. The Chida wrote a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of sort. It's a very powerful Sefer. Every line of the Sefer is like a nuclear bomb. Says the Chida, Yizaher Laseis Tzedakah B'chol Yaim. You should be careful to give tzedakah every day, lefachais pruta, at least a pruta. So this brings us to one of the sponsors of tonight's share, which is Daily Giving. Daily Giving is an amazing organization. Basically what it is you sign up and you give a dollar to tzedakah every day. So they take from, you sign up and they take from your credit card, a dollar a day to a whole host of basically an array of all the tzedakahs. Hatzalah, United Hatzalah, Chai Lifeline, RCCS, Torah Anytime, you name it, Lev La'achim, you name the tzedakah, they're giving to it. And it's an opportunity basically to ensure that you don't go a day of your life without tzedakah. Most people, they come to shul, you know, they're giving tzedakah. You know, what happens? I don't know, you can't make it, or you don't have the dollar on you, or it's Shabbos, or it's Yom Tov, or it's Chol HaMoed, or for whatever reason, you want to make sure 365 days a year, you're giving tzedakah every single day. Another great milah of this organization is that, you know, it's a Jew wants to have a chelek of all good causes. So basically, it's a diversified spiritual portfolio. You're contributing to all good Jewish causes. Just tell you a quick story. A lot of people have signed up, not only for themselves and their wife, but for their children. So my friend, Jonathan, the head of Daily Giving, he just told me a few hours ago that Jonathan Donath, that he saw that somebody signed up five times for Daily Giving on five different emails. So he called them up, you know, thank you very much. Why are you signing up for a five time? He said, for him, for his wife, and his three kids. So he asked, how old are your kids? You know, are they 15, 17? My kids, they're 1, 2, and 4. So he said, why did you sign up for them? He said, look, I made a separate email address for all of them. When they become 10, 11, 12, they're going to start using their email, and they're going to see that the only emails they have, there are going to be 1,000 emails on their email. And these 1,000 emails are, thank you from RCCS for giving $1. Thank you from Chai Lifeline for giving $1. Thank you for United Hatzar for giving $1. And the kid's going to grow up knowing he's been a giver his whole life. So it's really a beautiful way to be mechanech your children and be mekayim the inyan of giving tzedakah every day. Okay, but here's the Kabbalistic point that I want to get to. Says the Chida, you should be mechavin that when you give tzedakah, you're meyached Hashem's four-letter name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. How? Your arm that gives the tzedakah, what letter is your arm? No? Look at the arm. What letter is the arm when you stretch out your arm? It's a vav. Okay. You're giving it with your five fingers. Hey, the pruta is a yud. And the hand of the ani is a hey. Yud ke vav ke, or in the pasuk we read in number 3, v'haya maseh hatzdaka shalom. Why does the pasuk start with the word v'haya? The answer is vav is your arm, hey is your hand, yud is the pruta, hey is the hand of the yani. And if you say, but I give a lot of my tzedakah, I'm giving it on daily giving, I'm giving it on charity.com, I'm giving it on, you could imagine it, you're mechavein, my giving. I'm stretching out my hand, metaphorically, is a vav. My arm is a vav. My hand is a hey. The coin is a yud. And the hand of the recipient is a hey. So that's a beautiful kavana to have. By giving tzedakah, you're meyached, the shem havaya, yud ke vav ke. By the way, the Chida goes on to say, you should be very careful in tzedakah. It is in lieu of karbanos bizman hazeh. In other words, if you wanted to be makriv a karban bizman hazeh, when you give tzedakah, it's like being makriv a karban. It's mechaper even on intentional averos. It saves you from death. One is misbarech with many, many brachos found in ksuvim and in chazal. So if you want to sign up for daily giving, go to dailygiving.org. I have to say, I did it myself. And it's a good feeling, you know, sometimes you're here, you're there, you don't remember, you have on you, you don't have on you. Every day you get an email, at least you know you did something good that day, you know? At least you did one good deed that day. Anyway, but Chida says, you should be careful, whatever charity you do should be in secret. You should not talk about the charity that you give, the tzedakah that you give. You should not praise yourself in the charity that you give. And even if you don't praise yourself, don't even do something like sometimes people, you know, they'll arrange that people should find out about what they did. They're never going to say it themselves, but they know exactly how to orchestrate that whoever they want to find out will find out. It's always better that way, so you don't have to boast. It's like, you know, the person, my friend accidentally found out. Accidentally, you've been setting this up for the last 3 years that you should find out exactly what you did. You know, no, I don't say a word from it. But I asked my yeshiva to honor me and read at the dinner every penny I ever gave to the yeshiva. So, it says the Chida, don't breathe a word about what you did. Now, the truth is, if there's an appeal, Chavetz Chaim talks about, don't make it anonymous. Never make it anonymous. Because actually, you get a mitzvah, not only by giving tzedakah, but also by saying you're going to give tzedakah as a separate mitzvah. So the Chavetz Chaim says, if you're going to give tzedakah, you should say. So the idea would be, if there's an appeal, say you're giving $100, then you could give 100 times more than that. But at least you should say something. In other words, don't be the guy who, you could still hide your charity and yet be part of what everybody's doing. In other words, if people think you're not giving, then they're going to be very inspired to do as well. Okay. It's interesting, the Chida says in Ois Tezvav, the Iker Tzedakah should be for those who are immersed and toil in Torah. That is the greatest Tzedakah. And this is indicated in the Pasuk, Shlach Lachmecha al Pnei Hamoyim, send your bread on the waters, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. the greatest tzedakah is to support those who are learning Torah. And says the Chida, by doing so, you're mekayim many, many mitzvahs simultaneously. Number one, tzedakah. And if you're being machzik, loim dei Torah, marbitzei Torah, so then you get a schar in that learning and that harbatzas Torah. And you're mechabe the Torah. And that's the greatest form of tzedakah. But be it as it may, what I want to focus on tonight is the four different kavanos one should have when they give tzedakah. Kavana number one is, don't do it begrudgingly. Do it as a sport. Do it generously. Whatever a person's able to give, do it as a sport. Number two, there is a kavana to have that when you give tzedakah, you should be mechavin, you're being meyachid, the name of Hashem. Your arm is a vav, the fingers are a hey, the coin is a yud, and the hand of the ani is a hey. Says the Chida in his commentary on Megillas Rus, maybe this is what Bayaz means when he meets the workers in his field, and he says to them, Vayomer Bayaz la koitzerim Hashem imachem. Bayaz says to his harvesters, God is with you. What did Bayaz mean that God is with you? What he was saying is, you're involved all day in the field, so you're giving leket, shikcha, and peah, and by giving matnas aniyim, you're constantly being meyached the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what Bayaz was saying, Hashem imachem, God is with you in your activities. But they say back to Bayaz, no, vayomer lo yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you. You're the owner of the field. You're providing us with the resources. You're providing us the grain. So you're the one who's being meyached Hashem's name. You're the one who's allowing us to put together the vav and the hay and the yod and the hay. Okay, so that's kavana number two. There's an idea that by giving tzedakah, you're being meyached the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is reiterated in the Svarma of the Chida in many places. In the Sefer Tzipor and Shamir, the Chida says, uvezeh meyached shem hamiyuchad havaya Baruch Hu. Like the Arizal says, this is enumerated in the Sefer Devash Lefi, where the Chida talks about... Here he says a very interesting thing, and this is also a very relevant.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.